Green Hour. সুন্দরী সকালে আমন্ত্রণ জানাচ্ছি গ্রিন আওয়ারের সাথে আছি আমি নুসরাত আর আপনারা শুনছেন রেডিও টু এফএম 89.6। সম্প্রতি 23 মার্চ আমাদের দেশ সহ পুরো বিশ্বে পালিত হল আর্থ আওয়ার ডে। এক ঘন্টার জন্য পুরো বিশ্বের বাতি নিভিয়ে দেওয়া হয়েছিল। এটি একটি প্রতীকী ব্যাপার হলেও বাতি নিভিয়ে বিদ্যুৎ সঞ্চয়ের মাধ্যমে আর্থ আওয়ার পালিত হয়েছিল সমগ্র বিশ্বেই। প্রথমবারের মতো গত 23 মার্চ সমগ্র বাংলাদেশে পালিত হল আর্থ আওয়ার ডে। এই কর্মসূচির সাথে বাংলাদেশের হাজারো তরুণের সাথে অংশগ্রহণ করেছিল অস্ট্রেলিয়া থেকে আগত একজন পরিবেশ কর্মী মিস্টার প্যাট্রিক ক্রিবেক। তিনি আজ আমাদের সাথে স্টুডিওতে উপস্থিত আছেন। পরিবেশ নিয়ে তার ভাবনার কথা এবং আর্থ আওয়ার ডে পালনের পেছনে উদ্দেশ্য কি রয়েছে সে ব্যাপারে আজ আমরা কথা বলব তার সাথে। আর্থ আওয়ার ডে মূলত WWF অর্থাৎ ওয়ার্ল্ড ওয়াইড ফান্ডের নেওয়া একটি উদ্যোগ। এই উদ্যোগ নিয়ে বিশ্বের বিভিন্ন দেশের সাথে বাংলাদেশের কি কি ভাবনা জড়িত রয়েছে তা নিয়ে আলোচনা করব আজকের গ্রিন আওয়ারে। চলুন বন্ধুরা, এবারে চলে যাচ্ছি মূল আয়োজনে। Hello, Mr. Patrick. Welcome to our show, Green Hour. And we all know that you have joined our Earth Hour Day in Bangladesh. And for the first time, Bangladesh has celebrated the Earth Hour Day. And you have joined and enjoyed a lot. You have said that. So tell me something about the Earth Hour Day and why you are interested to join here and celebrate Earth Hour.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. So at the moment I am running, it's called the Bangladesh Climate Justice Project. I'm here on behalf of the non-profit organisation Journeys for Climate Justice from Australia. And one of the things we can talk a bit more about the project later, but one of the things that we really wanted to do is involve some local youth in some climate change action. And it was a really great timing with Earth Hour Day on Saturday 23rd of March, which has just been. So we teamed up with some youth from the Bangladesh Youth Movement for Climate, BYMC, and we ran a really exciting program, and it was great. We had a lot of people along. So Earth Hour is a massive global phenomenon. It only started in 2007, and basically for 1 hour, the same day every March, once a year, it's a global movement where it started with turning off the lights, but then they went to 60 plus, and the plus really signifies taking further environmental actions and then trying to bring those to your daily life after Earth Hour finishes.
Now tell me, Mr. Patrick, why 60 plus is so significant in this event? As we know that in all demonstration, all posters and all t-shirts, you have put the 60 plus. So why you have used that?
Yeah, so the 60 plus really signifies that, 60 is obviously 60 minutes, so that's the Earth Hour. But then I think the plus really signifies that these are things that we can take back to our everyday lives. Because obviously if we do something for 1 hour, for one day, for every year, it's not going to have a profound impact. But if we can make a demonstration and then try and bring those practices to our day-to-day lives, we can really use that as a way to create massive awareness for how we can be more kind of environmentally friendly global citizens.
So plus is basically used to add more and more minutes with that 1 hour, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Earth Hour began in 2007 with just switching off the lights, and that was great. But then people said, hey, look, we're not going to be able to save the world's environmental problems and address climate change by turning off lights alone. So it's turned into a really massive display of environmental leadership and taking positive actions for the planet. So, it's amazing to see it evolve every year.
I think since 2007 in Sydney, from the first time Earth Hour Day has celebrated, from that year, every year Earth Hour has celebrated. So what do you think? Is there any positive impact on the world?
Yeah, I think it's really starting to raise some massive awareness. And and a lot of people are really starting to understand now that there is an urgency to take action and to become more environmentally friendly. I mean, realistically, the world's global environmental problems are more severe than they've ever been. But at the same time, there is slowly a shift in people's mentality, and it's great to see so many people really willing to get involved on that day and for that hour alone. And it's the concept is really evolving. I think last year was I Will, if you will, and people were making a pledge for the environment and then encouraging others to join them. And it really showed how one person can really have a really profound impact by encouraging others to join them and inspiring other people.
So, Mr. Patrick, from an environmentalist to the person, Mr. Patrick, how can you relate yourself with Bangladesh and climate change issue, and how can you involve in this issue? Just tell me something about that.
Yeah, I mean, part of this project, we've really been trying to engage with youth, because youth are the future, and especially in Bangladesh, there's a very strong youth presence. And Bangladeshis, as a culture, they're very willing, they're very eager, and they're really keen to get involved. So if you can just put that bit of enthusiasm and inspiration and bring people together in projects like this, you can really achieve some amazing support. And people are really interested in getting involved in initiatives. And we've seen how far Earth Hour has come in its second year in Bangladesh. It's very positive.
So you are very happy to work with Bangladeshis.
Yeah, they're really great people, and I've really been overwhelmed by the hospitality and the kindness that people have shown. But also from the environmental side, people are really willing, and often it's maybe a lack of awareness, or maybe they just need that added bit of inspiration. But they've been very quick to mobilise and join with projects. For example, we've just started up a relief fund and a team of volunteers to support the victims of Friday evening's tornado in Brahmanbaria.
Okay, listeners, আমরা এতক্ষণ কথা বলছিলাম অস্ট্রেলিয়া থেকে আগত পরিবেশবিদ মিস্টার প্যাট্রিকের সাথে। মিস্টার প্যাট্রিক ক্রিবেক অস্ট্রেলিয়া থেকে এসেছেন এবং বাংলাদেশে উদযাপিত আর্থ আওয়ার ডে এর সাথে একাত্মতা প্রকাশ করে তিনিও তা উদযাপন করলেন। তিনি যেটা বলছিলেন যে আর্থ আওয়ার ডে বাংলাদেশে প্রথমবারের মতো উদযাপিত হলেও বাংলাদেশের তরুণরা খুব স্বাচ্ছন্দ্যে এতে অংশগ্রহণ করেছেন এবং এটি উদযাপনের মাধ্যমে জলবায়ু পরিবর্তনের ঝুঁকি থেকে আমাদের দেশ সহ বিশ্বের বিভিন্ন দেশ কিছুটা হলেও রক্ষা পেতে পারে। আমরা জানি বিশ্বব্যাপী আর্থ আওয়ার ডে উদযাপিত হয় একই দিনে সমগ্র বিশ্বে এক ঘন্টার জন্য আলো নিভিয়ে বিদ্যুৎ সঞ্চয়ের মাধ্যমে জলবায়ু পরিবর্তনের ঝুঁকি ঠেকানোর জন্য একটি উদ্যোগ নেওয়া হয় এবং এই উদ্যোগটি অস্ট্রেলিয়াতে 2007 সালে প্রথম নেওয়া হয়েছিল। এটি মূলত ওয়ার্ল্ড ওয়াইড ফর ফান্ড ইন নেচার WWF এর নেওয়া একটি উদ্যোগ। এই উদ্যোগে বাংলাদেশি তরুণদের সাথে একাত্মতা প্রকাশ করেছেন অস্ট্রেলিয়া থেকে আগত পরিবেশবিদ মিস্টার প্যাট্রিক ক্রিকবি। তিনি আজ আমাদের সাথে স্টুডিওতে উপস্থিত আছেন। তিনি আমাদের সাথে কথা বলছেন আর্থ আওয়ার ডে এই প্রসঙ্গেই। Welcome once again, Mr. Patrick. As you have said that you have made a volunteering on Brahmanbaria tornado issue, and at the same time you are working on climate change issue in Bangladesh, mostly in the flood prone area and the cyclone prone area in the southern part of Bangladesh. So just tell me about that, why you are so interested on this issue.
Yeah, so that's happened very recently, and I've got a few calls from lots of local youth who have been involved in our program. They're involved in our Earth Hour activities, the bike rally and the candlelit protest. And they are very concerned about the victims of the tornadoes. And that really touched my heart, and they were very interested in doing something. And these people lost everything. 25 villages were destroyed, 23 people died, almost 500 injured. And there's some local relief down there, so we hope we can contribute to their support efforts. And it's a great way to give these the youth as well from different local organisations and local universities the ability to join together and really do something positive for both the planet and the people for Bangladesh.
Yeah, this is absolutely a noble job, and all the best for your job. Now, Mr. Patrick, tell me something about your initiative, as you have some plan to work in the flood-prone area and at the same time the cyclone-prone area in the southern part of Bangladesh. So, what's your plan, and just share something about that.
Yeah, so our non-profit organisation, we're purely based on volunteers. We're from Australia. Mm. And we believe that, because Australians, on a per-person level, we have very high greenhouse gas emissions. And we'd obviously like to see Australia reduce their emissions, but also we realise that there's countries such as Bangladesh that have contributed less to climate change. They've got much lower emissions, but they're very vulnerable, as you said, and they're already suffering these severe impacts, you know, cyclones becoming more frequent and more intense. We're seeing monsoonal rainfall change and flooding and all these climate change-induced changes in the weather. And it's going to have really profound impacts on for Bangladesh. So we basically are offering our support as volunteers. I'm a climate change scientist myself, so for me it's a way to give back something. And I try and give 1 or 2 months a year of my time as a volunteer. In the past I've been working in Vietnam and Sri Lanka, and this is my first time in Bangladesh, so we team up with locals and bring together local experts, trying to mobilize the grassroots community, and just really try and empower them to take action and to support them to adapt and cope with these adverse impacts.
You're very appreciable. And now, Mr. Patrick, we are going back to the Earth Hour topic. As we all know that by celebrating the Earth Hour Day, people can minimize their usage of electricity. But is that any sustainable solution to minimize the carbon emission rate in the whole world? Just tell me something about that. What is the best solution to minimize the carbon emission rate?
Yeah, well, I mean, Earth Hour is more of a demonstration of what is possible and how easy it is. I mean, on the day, everyone in our group was riding bicycles. We weren't using any air conditioning. We were, you know, eating eco-friendly vegetarian meals with no packaging. You know, all these things are very easy to do, and it's a really good time to demonstrate what is possible. And then we hope everyone involved in the program and everyone who becomes aware of Earth Hour as an event can see how easy it is to take these positive actions for the planet. And hopefully that will kind of like, people will be able to adapt as a society, and this will be a long-term change, not just something that happens for 1 hour on one day. So
you are believing in long-term result, as you have said that if people practice that day by day, so people can make a good result, yeah?
Yeah. For example, some people that came and they rode their bicycles on the day and they said, oh, you know, this is really fun. I'm going to ride my bicycle every day. Why don't I always do this? And, you know, or people will say, oh, I never really thought about, you know, turning the fans and the lights off when I leave a room. It's so easy. So it is quite easy to create that positive change in society.
And in the Earth Hour Day, there was another call, like people who are interested to join this event, they have to come by riding public services or public buses or by riding their own bicycle. So by practicing this, people can minimize the carbon emission rate. And this is absolutely very good initiative, isn't it?
Yeah. And one other thing we were doing is the theme of this Earth Hour was Dare the World to Save the Planet. Mm-hmm. So people were coming up there with their own dares. So Bangladesh being a climatically vulnerable nation, and there's this issue of climate justice where they haven't contributed much in the global scale towards climate change. So we were really daring the world to take action on climate change and to tackle this issue of climate justice. So we had a candlelit silent demonstration. We were completely silent. None of us spoke for the whole hour of Earth Hour. And we've got some nice photos of us with our banner, and we're going to be sharing that message with the world and calling on other nations to take action.
As we know, Mr. Patrick, you are working in climate change issue, and at this moment you are working in climate vulnerable area in Bangladesh or in Dhaka?
At the moment we've been working in Dhaka. One interesting thing we've been doing here is we've been interviewing people in the slums, mm-hmm, that have come from these climatically affected areas. And
they're mostly the climate refugee.
The issue of climate refugees. And it's really interesting that for me, coming from Australia, that climate change is already, the impacts are so pronounced here already, and that there are already people in real life climate refugees already in Dhaka. So in somewhere like Australia, a lot of people talk about climate refugees as something that will happen in the distant future. Well, this is something that that's happening today. We talked to a lady, for example, that had lost her house. She rebuilt her house 7 times due to riverbank erosion. Mm. And she said, you know, every year the floods are getting more and more intense and severe. And this is just one person. So we had this idea of documenting these people's individual stories, because you can write, you know, long scientific articles all you want, but not many people read them. But we had
the people who are really victim, they don't know the term climate change, and the people who were really suffer, they don't know the frequency, increasing frequency of natural disasters.
Yeah, but it was really interesting because they'd actually already, these people, they didn't have access to the scientific literature that told them what was happening, but they said they'd already noticed all of these changes, and all of their changes were exactly the same changes that I read about in the scientific literature. So it's really, I don't know, interesting to see that they're already feeling these climatic shifts. So what we've done, I mean, we're a volunteer-based organisation and we're non-profit, so we don't have a huge amount of money. So what we've been able to do is actually call out to local experts, climate change experts, to come together and to give these presentations as volunteers as well. So it's been a really amazing initiative and a lot of people coming together for a good cause. And we're really just trying to provide practical information, bring together the experts, but also, you know, the grassroots practitioners from NGOs and a group of youth as well that are really interested in developing their knowledge. And it's going to be a really amazing learning experience on this Friday.
ওকে এক ফাঁকে একটু বলে রাখি বন্ধুরা, প্যাট্রিক ক্রিবেক একটি ক্লাইমেট সলিউশন নিয়ে কনফারেন্স কল করেছে এবং সেই কনফারেন্সটি 29 তারিখে অর্থাৎ আগামীকাল এটি হতে যাচ্ছে কারওয়ান বাজারে, এবং যারা ইন্টারেস্টেড এটি সম্পূর্ণ ফ্রি, তারা এখানে চাইলেই অংশগ্রহণ করতে পারেন। আপনারা এই কনফারেন্স সম্পর্কে বিস্তারিত জানতে হলে ভিজিট করতে পারেন তাদের ওয়েবসাইটটি। তাদের ওয়েবসাইটের ঠিকানাটি আমরা জেনে নিচ্ছি প্যাট্রিকের কাছ থেকে। ওকে প্যাট্রিক, জাস্ট টেল আওয়ার অডিয়েন্স অ্যাবাউট ইউর ওয়েবসাইট অ্যান্ড অ্যাবাউট ইউর কনফারেন্স দ্যাট is going to be?
Yeah, so basically we're just asking people to register so we can we can keep track of how many people want to come. But if you're interested, we have a Facebook page. It's Bangladeshi Climate Justice Project, and people can post on there and I'll send them a formal invitation. But it's free, it's held in Bengali, and everyone's welcome. So if you're interested, Bangladeshi Climate Justice Project on Facebook.
Anyway, Mr. Patrick, as you were working for climate justice and you were working in the developing country, especially Bangladesh, what is the best climate justice for developing country like Bangladesh, India and Nepal?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really significant issue. So hopefully we're trying to build partnerships because it's a global problem and we really need global solutions. So hopefully this is just going to lead on to more and more initiatives and more collaboration between, you know, high carbon polluting countries such as Australia and vulnerable nations such as Bangladesh, because we're all brothers and sisters and we all need to work together on this. So
you are trying to make a bridge between the developed country and the developing country like Australia and Bangladesh, and you were taking some steps to minimize the carbon emission rate, to minimize the climate change risk in Bangladesh. It's a very good initiative, I should say. And Mr. Patrick, as we are almost out of time, we have to end up our show. Hopefully that your all initiatives would be the best and you will do all successfully.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Thank you very much for having me.
Dear listeners, আমরা গ্রিন আওয়ারের একেবারে শেষ পর্যায়ে চলে এসেছি। আমরা আলোচনা থেকে যেটুকু বুঝতে পারলাম যে মিস্টার প্যাট্রিক যে কথাটি বলছিলেন যে অস্ট্রেলিয়ার মতো যে দেশগুলো কার্বন নিঃসরণের হার যাদের অনেক বেশি, সেই সব দেশগুলো যদি একদিন অনুধাবন করতে পারে যে জলবায়ু পরিবর্তনের ক্ষেত্রে কার্বন ইমিশন কিছুটা হলেও কমাতে পারলে তারা বাংলাদেশের মতো নিম্ন আয়ের দেশগুলোতে যেখানে জলবায়ু পরিবর্তনের ঝুঁকি অনেক বেশি, সেসব দেশে কিছুটা হলেও ঝুঁকির মাত্রা কমিয়ে আনতে পারবে, এবং সেটি এক অর্থে অনেক ভালো পদক্ষেপ। মিস্টার প্যাট্রিকের জন্য শুভকামনা জানাচ্ছি। বন্ধুরা, ঘড়ির দিকে তাকিয়ে আলোচনা আজ এখানেই শেষ করতে হচ্ছে। গ্রিন আওয়ারে ভিন্ন কোন এক প্রসঙ্গে কথা বলবো আগামীকাল একই সময়ে। ততক্ষণ পর্যন্ত ভালো থাকুন আর শুনতে থাকুন রেডিও টুডে FM 89.6।